and a fine good morning to you. It is a Friday. Boy, we've got a fabulous weekend coming up right around the corner. In fact, today being Friday, it's going to be a great day out there, too. I hope you can make a really good Friday and weekend of it with this great weather. Well, all this week, we have been talking with Dr. Barry Bacon out of Colville here. He has a variety of entities that are geared toward the homeless issue. Talking about clean and sober housing. That seems to involve the topic of our jail, too. Today, we hear some of Dr. Bacon's ideas for transitioning people battling addiction to a clean and sober lifestyle.
Here's how I would do it. If I had all the resources together and the right people, there's a couple that I met recently who are working in our jail. They're in recovery themselves. They're all about clean and sober living. They are working for an organization called Conquer Addiction. They work for an organization. They start the recovery process while people are incarcerated. What they need is clean and sober housing to transition people out of our jail so that they don't crash. If we can work with people like that who are already working on the issue, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. What we want to do is we think we have kind of a line on the potential for some clean and sober transitional housing. And we'll collaborate with a couple. They'll be in charge of picking those folks who are ready to make this decision in their life and move into the clean and sober housing with the right support and the right treatment and connection to jobs, so that they have things to occupy their time and going to meetings, all those components. So the problem is nobody's ever put all of these components together. You know, we've had the Oxford House up by the hospital. We ran that for 3 years. We had some good successes, but it's self-funded. So the Oxford organization said, we can't make this work anymore because we just don't have enough people, enough income. So when they pulled out, you know, we didn't want to be just a landlord, so we pulled out there as well. But we needed to reinstate that. And we know that people that were living in that environment were doing measurably better. You know, when we initiated that pilot project back in 2012 to start treatment in our jails while people were incarcerated, we did this with New Alliance in collaboration with the jail and with New Alliance. We found that 50% of people were measurably better at a year. Well, that's substantial. You know, you just don't see those kind of numbers. So by starting treatment while people are incarcerated, transitioning them to clean and sober housing, helping them with the other services that they may need, including jobs, we think we can get better outcomes. And we can largely turn the revolving door phenomenon around with that kind of whole, more comprehensive approach. Those are the components that we need. Creating a bigger, you know, $95 million jail or justice center, although I support the idea, I don't want to just see us make a bigger version of what we've already got. I think we need better outcomes. And I think we're capable of doing that. I know that's a long-term goal, but we can do things now to create simple shelters, to get a roof over people's heads, to get a lock on people's doors. And if they are willing to be creative and work, collaborate together, I think we can really help people in this direction.
Also, while talking with Dr. Bacon about the local homeless issue, we learned that he has been in contact with the Stevens County Commissioners, and there is going to be a housing roundtable coming up. Various government departments, agencies, related issues. They'll be talking about the lack of affordable housing. And well, we talked with Commissioner Greg Young. We got more information on that meeting. It's still in its early phases of planning. And here's some of the discussion that he has had with Dr. Bacon regarding the clean and sober housing.
Greg Young, Stevens County Commissioner, District 3. We've had a lot of different discussions on even when inmates get first out of incarceration. To me, that's the most important time to try to reach out to connect with somebody going back into becoming a citizen. To me, they've been incarcerated, they've been medicated and fed, and they're the best frame of mind that they've been in. So that, to me, is when we need to figure out that transitional housing and how that applies to nonprofits, how that fits together. So that's one of the reasons I reached out to Barry, and we've been having different discussions with Rural Resources on how that works. works and how we get the funding, who's going to run it and make that so. That all kind of turned into this different one. I've been meeting with the city mayors, talking about water and city hookups and the different processes on how you get a major contractor to come into Stevens County and build some houses. You know, I see it all the time in Spokane, Deer Park. They're building crazy down there. So we've set up this group that we're going to try to get together that's going to have all the key players from each one of the departments. But we've got realtors and contractors and HUD and all the local agencies are going to be involved and sit down and try to figure out what's the best option. What cities want growth? What cities don't want growth? Right now, we've got a housing roundtable that we've tentatively scheduled. I think it's May 25th. I'm not exactly sure what time it was. It's on May 25th. This is worker housing. This is just affordable housing in Stevens County. We're going to cover it all, I'm sure, from homeless all the way up. I think depending on how many people we got on there this first meeting, I think we're going to probably get together and go, oh, who we missed from this conversation. So I think that'll be it. But I think right now it looks like we have 20, 25 people. We were planning on doing it in our office, but depending on how many people we get, we might have to use the Ag Trade Center. The first meeting, I don't know if it will be open to the public or not. It's more of a conversation to see how this works and how this is going to go forward. I think at that point, if we need to bring in the public entities, we had that conversation about bringing in all the local business owners. You don't want it to get it extremely large right out the get-go. I don't know if that would be more productive than not. And so early on, I don't really have an expectation of where it's going to go. It'll be in the conversation.
All right, that's Stevens County Commissioner Greg Young. This meeting going to be May 25th. We'll let you know how it develops and where and when and all of that. But maybe we are going to have a serious discussion about affordable housing. Maybe we will have a serious discussion about what to do with the homeless people. We can only hope.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
We're going to have great weather this weekend. It's really starting to get exciting out there for people who like to work in the garden. The WSU Extension Office, they want to help out. The Master Gardeners are hosting their Spring Plant Exchange. That's coming up tomorrow. Here's some details on that.
I'm Linda Teller. I'm the Master Gardener Coordinator with WSU Extension. This Saturday between 9 and noon up at the Caldwell Community Garden, the Master Gardeners are having their Spring Plant Exchange at the Firewise Demonstration Garden, which is at the back of the Caldwell Community Garden. We've been up there dividing all of the perennials that are in the garden, and some of us have divided some of our own plants, and we will be bringing all of those and maybe some seedlings that were started if they're big enough. And the idea is that this is a free plant exchange, and it's great if you can bring plants to exchange for the ones that you take. That's not necessary, however, and we just ask that everybody only take what they can plant. We do have some vegetables. We're dividing up some of the plants that are in the Firewise Demonstration Garden, but we're also including some that we have at our own houses, so it's not necessarily Firewise related. We have some pots, and there are implements for digging already there, so we'll have a few boxes. I don't know that we'll have enough, but anyway, if you bring your own bag or even a wagon is good because we're at the far end of the garden and it's a long walk to our demonstration garden. You would be turning on Highway 20 to Tiger Highway, which goes up past the concrete plant and the high school. And the Caldwell Community Garden is just past the high school's driveway. It's the next right. And there's a sign there that says the Rotary Trail. That's where the Rotary Walking Trail is as well. It's from 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday, April 29th. It is free.
All right, you just head up Highway 20, out Tiger Highway, look for the signs past the high school for the Rotary Trail. Right there, 9 till noon, a free plant exchange.
Once again, the Department of Ecology is offering $300 for your old wood stove at the Stevens County Landfill on Sunday, April 30th. To qualify, you must live in the Colville River Valley area. Wood stoves must be in working order and free of fire, brick, ash, and debris. Limited to 2 stoves per customer and the first 100 stoves received. Participants will get a receipt and receive $300 in the mail. Turn in your wood stove on Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stevens County Landfill near Kettle Falls. For more information, call 509-329-3574.
All right, they have gotten a little behind schedule. So the city of Colville, their water main flushing, that is going to start Monday, May the 1st. So it's kind of a week behind there. It's going to run through Friday, May the 12th. Again, they will be flushing water starting at 8 in the morning in a variety of areas in town. And it's going to be kind of cloudy water and stuff when they are flushing in your area. So just be aware, the water main flushing has not started yet. They are going to start that on May the 1st. And they expect to be completed by Friday, May the 12th.
Buying tires is a major decision. You want to make the right choice with your hard-earned money. To make the right choice in tires, A Automotive Tire Pros will help guide you through the different options to get the right tire for your vehicle. At A Automotive Tire Pros, we not only do tires, but we also install lift kits, perform automotive repairs and maintenance, and even program keys and make automotive keys. So keep your family safe as you drive down the road. We've been taking care of our customers' needs for 37 years. Make the right choice and stop at A Automotive Tire Pros today.
This coming Monday, the region-wide paving projects, they get underway, and that's going to mean some lane closures. The area Fruitland to 395, nearly 43 miles, is going to be affected. Medellin Falls to the Canadian border, nearly 13 miles, going to be paved there. Springdale over to Loon Lake, about 6 miles. And the Columbia River to Boyd's, almost 7 miles there. So just be aware and give yourself plenty of extra time. You know, we have a very limited window of opportunity when we can do paving here in our area. Don't forget this Sunday, it is the Stevens County Free Metals Day. That is 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. That's at the Stevens County Landfill just out of Kettle Falls. Also, that same day on Sunday, the Department of Ecology is holding their wood stove turn-in event. That at the landfill, same day, same time as the Free Metals Day, 8 till 2 for the stoves. You get $300 back on a old working wood-burning home heating stove. And first 100 there will get a check mailed to them. 2 stoves per customer is the maximum.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Well, yesterday afternoon, the Colville Little League really dominated Chewila Little League. A lot of traveling this year for all the Little League teams. We're going to have softball action on KCVL. That's going to come up this afternoon as Colville takes on Medical Lake. That gets underway at 4 o'clock. That'll be on KCVL with Earl Adams. We'll have baseball action Saturday. That'll be Medical Lake Colville starting right around 12 noon. Matt Strahan pitched scoreless ball into the sixth inning. The Philadelphia Phillies moved to 500 for the first time this season. It was a 1-0 win over the Mariners. The National League champion Phillies took the final two games of that three-game set with the Mariners. Mariners struggling to get runs across the plate. They travel north to Toronto for an afternoon game today. Pre-game, 3 o'clock, the Mariners taking on Toronto. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. The Seattle Seahawks continued the overhaul of their defense, selecting the Illinois cornerback Devon Witherspoon, the number 5 pick in the NFL draft last night. Despite edge rusher Tre Wilson, defensive tackle Jalen Carter, they were still available, but the Seahawks opted to solidify their cornerback position. Seattle spent 2 draft picks on cornerbacks for Woolen and Bryant last year. Witherspoon was regarded as one of the top 2 cornerbacks in the draft. Seattle did come back with the number 20 pick, grabbed another offensive playmaker for quarterback Geno Smith. They went with Ohio State wide receiver Jackson Smith, the first wide receiver taken in the draft. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Easy Knit Fabrics. They're having their 5th Saturday Green Bag Sale. Comes up tomorrow. If you bring your green bag, you'll get 20% off. Whatever will fit in that bag, some exceptions do apply. Sunny skies, 77 for a high this afternoon, clear, 46 for a low, 82 the high Saturday, 84 the high with sunny skies on Sunday. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms midday Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, 85 the high. 84 Wednesday, sunny skies and a chance of some rain showers on Thursday. Still going to stay very warm at 82 degrees. It's a Friday. I'm Eric Carpenter. Thanks a lot for joining us. This is KCVL KCRK.